Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
My God, you talking about praising God like we always do. Don't you know that this is what it's all about? You are blessed to be in God, to be living for Him, and to have your life led by God Almighty, our Father, the Lord Jesus the Christ, our Savior, and Holy Spirit God, our Comforter. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be redeemed, be refreshed, and be enticed so that we can live life according to how God has blessed us. We are in a relationship with a great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And, oh, yes, indeed, His precious and beautiful Son, our Savior. He is our Prince of Peace. He is our wonderful Messiah, Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. Blessings to each and every one of you. Praise the Lord, our Most High God. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. Can't be hanging around the church on the outside, not getting involved and expecting an overflow and an outpouring of the precious goodness of our God. Because I'm a living witness, God is just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration and uplift from the book of 2 Corinthians, verse and chapter 9, verse 8, where we read the Apostle Paul discusses how we are all so greatly benefited by a loving, caring, and gracious God over his children. What many of us believers may lack clarity in is the mutuality of our relationship with God. We make so many requests to God for one thing or another, but let it be made known that when we give God our best, we have to ask, are we really striving to give God our best? Because who would want to be in a loving relationship when only one is the one doing all the giving? But God knows that he wants to bless each and every one of us. And he blesses us more than we can ever imagine when we follow to do his will. My special guest is here, and we're going to be talking about win-win. Because when you follow God's plan, do God, life processes his way. You can't lose. It's a win-win situation. My special guest is here, motivational speaker, academic, career, relationship counselor, and consultant, and fundraising director, woman of God, Pastor Lauren Sanders is here. I'm trying to tell you, she had a resume of projects and accomplishments so long, it would take half of the show just to share with you all the rich progress that this woman of God has achieved. And she's going to share some of her inspirations and some of her successes and how to achieve good, great, and mighty things in God through God. Amen. So listen, why don't you go ahead and call a family member, call a friend, call a neighbor, call somebody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use some good godly inspiration on this fire gospel experience. Amen. It goes right there. We've already had prayer. And I promise you, we thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Fire, fire. Salvation, you are the rock. just to be in your presence is our everlasting appreciation and joy. We give you honor, God. We give you praise, God, just to be in your presence. Thank you, man of God, Mike B. Berry, for taking us to the throne of grace at the beginning of this fire gospel experience. Thanking man of God promoter Milton Wallace for keeping this fire gospel experience hot by sending all this anointed gospel music from all these sanctified gospel artists and musicians. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We wouldn't be the fabulously anointed and popular fire gospel experience without the kingdom collaboration of good people like yourself. Thank you again. My special guest is awesome woman of God. I have just honorarily promoted her to pastor, as pastor, for this brief platform because she has achieved so much success in what she's doing. She was born in Bloomington, Indiana, and raised in California since the age of two, eldest of three children and only girl. She is a graduate from Chaffee College and San Bernardino Valley College, where she received multiple associate degrees in liberal arts, child development, human services, and various other areas in business, from supervision to business administration, paralegal studies, and gerontology. She graduated from Bellevue University with a bachelor's degree in human and social services administration. She plans on furthering her education with a master's degree or PhD in counseling that will allow her to do what she truly enjoys, school counseling and marriage and family therapy, and work on her own nonprofit organization, Sisters with Success, either at CSU San Bernardino or Grand Canyon University. Sisters with Success is a women's empowerment nonprofit organization that is in April 2022 started as a positive forum for all women to unite. And once that was accomplished, was incorporated in other divisions. In her spare time, she enjoys spending time with loved ones, writing poetry, fundraising, planning events, reading, traveling, playing dominoes, of course, going to the beach, watching movies, helping others any way that she can, and more. She plans on publishing a few books over the next couple of years and actively involved in the community with various nonprofit organizations. She is active in her church community as well. She is part of organizations, and I'm telling you, girls and girls serving successfully. Director of Fundraising in Atlanta, Georgia, Chaffee College Multicultural Club President, Katie's Helping Hands, Director of Fundraising, Atlanta, Georgia, Limitless Heights, Director of Fundraising, San Bernardino, California, Mouth to Mouth Ministries, Director of Fundraising, Fresno, California, and then finally, Opportunity Knox, Phoenix, Arizona, and Vice President in Phoenix, Arizona. And Ricky K. Hall, Angels International, Director of Fundraising. I told you she was a multi-blessed woman of God. Women of Color, Director of Fundraising, Los Angeles, California. And Yes I Can Ministry, Grant Writer, Director of Fundraising in San Bernardino. And then, listen, there are others. So, albeit to say that, you know, there will not be enough time for us to get it all in, but we are happy and excited to have this multi-blessed, multi-faceted woman of God here with us. And without any further ado, my special guest, woman of God, Lauren Sanders, is here on this fire gospel experience. Lord have mercy. We are excited and happy to have you with us. Woman of God, there's just not enough time in the day, enough days in the week to do all the things that you have to do, and we are blessed and happy to have you here. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience.
Thank you for having me on this fine Sunday afternoon. I'm here in sunny Southern California, about an hour away from Los Angeles, and it is triple degree temperatures, so I'm sitting in outside of the air-conditioned car right now.
Well, that's fine, dear. You got to do what you got to do to survive. We have been getting historically hot weather this year, breaking all kind of weathers across the country. I'm in the South, and it's averaging high 90s, and you might as well say 100-degree weather. So I say this all the time. If hell is hotter than this, I'm glad that this is all the hell that I'm going to experience right here on this earth. Amen. Well, woman of God, Lauren Sanders, why don't you, in spite of the very lengthy and beautiful resume that I've read and biography that I've read, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself, about what your life was like, woman of God, when you made that tremendous decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Let's start with that, and then we'll flow from there.
Well, when you see me, I know I probably look like I'm 20. I am 42. I've been blessed with the youthfulness from my mother's side of the family. So I've been raised in California 40 of my 42 years and born in Bloomington, which is about an hour away from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I come from a two-parent home where my parents, up until my dad passed about 5 years ago, they had been married about 40 years. And it seems like nowadays a lot of marriages don't even make it past the seven-year mark, let alone the 40-year mark.
Yeah.
I have never been married. I desire to get married only once, and kind of have a similar relationship that my parents did, you know. And I think part of the reason they made their relationship work was because they always talked to each other throughout the course of the day. And at times, I was always kind of trying to figure out, what in the world are y'all talking about? Like, I could tell my dad something, and then literally, like, less than 5 minutes later, she knows. I'm like, wait, how do you know? Because, you know, you got to understand, you work two full-time jobs. So it's like, okay, how do you find the time to talk? Because I think nowadays, especially guys, like to use the, I can't talk to you. Okay, well, with the invention of technology, you have talk, text, Instagram, social media. So, I mean, you make time for the things and the people that are important. And that's some of the things I got from both of my parents. You know, it's like my dad, he taught me that if I needed to be able to change a tire in my car, to change the oil in my car, if I need to. And I know most women, they're like, what the heck? I don't need to know how to do that. You know, it's just, those are things that he taught me, you know, so that if I ever need to and I'm not with my brother, my significant other, what have, I can do those things. You know, because dad, I'm going to tell you, both of my parents cook and love to cook. But sometimes I'll be like, okay, Dad, what are we having for dinner tonight? It's like salmon croquettes, rice, and probably a few other things. And I'm like, okay, man, you're making me really not want to eat until I actually get home, because I always enjoyed his cooking. So, yeah, like I said, I come from a two-parent home. Parents were married for 40 years. And I think we always believed in education, so I always knew I was going to go to college no matter what. It was just like instilled in me. I've always loved to read, so as my mom probably would say, I came out the womb reading, because I was always read to, you know, from my parents to my aunts and uncles, cousins, grandparents. And it's like, if you probably go look in my storage bins right now, you'd be like, oh my God, okay. It's that serious. I love to read, you know. So it's like my trouble thing probably would be going to the library book sales with one of my girlfriends. So it's like sometimes my brother will be like, oh, you're going with her? to the library. Oh boy, let me make room in the car for the stuff that you bring back. But yes. And then Sisters with Success is my nonprofit that is 13 years old. And basically I started that as a positive forum for women of all nationalities to unite. You know, it wasn't just for black women, it's women of all nationalities, because I had always heard that people say women can't get along for the life of them. So if you do the math, I was 29 when I started my organization. And I would tell them, hey, look, I have about five girlfriends I've been friends with for over 25 years. They're like, you're not that old. That's not my point. We don't call each other the B word. We don't call each other hoe, and we definitely don't use the N word.
No.
But it seems like now all of those words are so interchangeably used, and it's like the way I grew up, if you said stupid, you said a bad word. And it's just like, okay, you got to teach folks, you know, this is what you should be saying, what you shouldn't be saying, because you got to teach people how to treat you.
That's
you know,
true.
If you don't
right.
respect yourself, they are not going to respect you. It's like, I just had a very interesting situation that occurred where apparently, what's the word? A frenemy was apparently incredibly jealous of me, of the things that I have. You know, I'm getting ready to get my car. Thank you, Jesus. I need my car.
Thank you, Jesus.
I live in a nice home with my mom and my siblings. I'm well educated. I'm doing well in school. And apparently she just was envious of the things that I've been able to do. And so one of the organizations that I was in up until a couple of days ago, I guess the only way to say it is that she pretty much had to, I guess the word would be trump up some charges per se. Like one of the things was I do things only for the benefit of myself. I'm not honest. And I mean, there was a few other things. And I sent this list to a few people who really are my friends. And they looked at me and was like, girl, is this chick really serious? Like, she's that envious of you that she had to put this stuff on paper as a way to remove you from this position?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm right with you, sis. I'm right with you. Why you had to go through all this for a position you said you did not want? And I was just like, wow. So literally hours after I was removed from that position, from the dishonest people, I continue to get blessed. And
that's right.
I was like, wow. I said, okay. I'm just saying, because I honored his work. It wasn't
there
about the fact that even though the stuff hurt from somebody who I thought was a friend and decided they were going to spew out rumors, and it's like, I mean, it's something as simple as if you want to go see your brother in, let's just say, Chicago. Okay, your brother don't know if you want to go see him unless you've made contact and says, man, I'm thinking about coming down on Thursday. My plane, if I come, is probably coming in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you pick me up? Do we meet at the house? What? You're going to have that follow-up communication. And that's the simple stuff.
Right.
But I guess as normal people, as we call it, it's too normal. Because from what I understand from some people, they're like, that's not what everybody does. And it's like, okay. And I just thought it was like the most interesting thing, because I would have to say, just because you might be 70, 80 years old giving words of wisdom to people, it doesn't always mean that you're giving them the correct information.
That's so true. Well,
and,
let me ask you this question,
yeah.
Lady Lauren. Let me jump in. Let me ask you this question, Lady Lauren. Yes, there are spiteful people out there. I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine about envy and jealousy. I said to her, I said, you know, jealousy is people see something that you have and they want it. And envy is people will see something that you have and wish you didn't have it. So what spiritual process, what spiritual process, scriptures, Bible studies, notes that you took, help you to be able to maintain your Christian identity? Because, you know, I've heard some people say things like they almost made me put my Christianity down. Well, I'm not going to put my Christianity down. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting it down. I'm not going to let nobody take me back to the old person, the old way of thinking that I used to be. So what would you advise to us? What spiritual process helped you to be able to overcome this backstabbing that you received from someone that you actually took on as a friend?
I think it's multiple things. And I'm always going to say Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Part two of that is both of my parents, but particularly my dad. He always told me and showed me, girl, you can do anything you want to. Okay? Mm. And one thing that he always did, like I said, my parents always read to me, comment, et cetera. But one thing that he did, we all love music. And so one of the songs he always would sing to me, if you're familiar with the song, is Joe Cocker, You Are So Beautiful. And so up until probably the last time I heard it coming from him, which probably was summer of 15, the last time I actually heard that song come from him. And then, of course, he passed away the beginning of February of 17. And I think what happened when I finally realized that Dad had gained his angel wings, it was a few months after he passed, and I was like, oh, my God. I literally just broke down because that was the first time I had heard the song, and it wasn't coming from him. But I always remembered a lot of the, you know, things that he told me and showed me. You are beautiful. You know, and so I know a lot of women, particularly young African American women, they're so used to seeing the negative treatment of their parents or significant others being treated and they accept it. It's like they're willing to do anything to get that man and say, oh, but I have a man. Yeah. Like, it just in my house, that just didn't work.
That's insane.
It didn't work because I'm like, okay, you are so beautiful to me. And I always kept that in my mind in the back, and as well as I can do all things through Christ. And it's like I have the best of both worlds, being a counselor and being an educator. My parents didn't tell me, you have to go to school to be a doctor. You got to go to school to be a nurse. They said, you can do anything you want to be, and we will support what you want to do. Because it's like if I had went to school for either of those careers or anything similar, you know, the high-paying job, what's it going to do if I hate it? You know? Because a lot of times I think a lot of us tend to do jobs and or careers, and we hate it. And that's one of the things I loved about my dad. It's like I could pick up a phone and say, hey, Dad, this is what's going on. But my mom would be the first one to physically get to us. So even though he had to commute to work at minimum 2 hours each way, 5 days a week, I'm like,
my God.
Most people, you know, would be irritated having to drive 30 minutes. So the fact that you're driving minimum 2 hours each way to get home, it's like, oh, my God. But he enjoyed what he did.
Wow.
And so that's why it didn't bother him, the fact that, he's spending most of his time on the road. But he was willing to do that, you know, for his family. He still work full-time jobs, was active in the community, and so much more. So that's why I say where there's a will, there's a way. People make time for the things and people that are important to them. Dad was still the one, even if he went to work, oh, we got parent-teacher conferences? Okay, let me meet you and mom and your brothers. We going to go and do what we need to do. You'll go to dinner or cook dinner, whichever the case may be. So I had both active parents, especially my dad, which I look at as an asset, because if you have a parent who's a commuter, you know, mm-hmm. to and from work, and still makes their time for, man, let me go call my sister, let me go call my mom, let me do this, let me do this. So when people say, oh, I don't have time to do this, this, and this, you ain't making yeah. that time.
There you go. You're right.
So it's Amen. Just, you know, the small things that count. It's like I was telling one of my closest friends. I said, sis, I am so grateful for you, especially during the time when my dad was in the hospital, because she lived like 5 minutes yeah. away from the hospital. So she would call me and say, have you eaten? No. Okay, you need to be ready in about 10 minutes. We're going to go get something to eat. And if there's anything you need from the store, I'll take it. It's like, man, and most people would say, shit, she had to do it. Like, no, she really didn't. So
that's
I appreciated that.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah.
So, woman of God, I see that you have a lot of expertise in fundraising, but also you stated that you are an educator. What would you say was like the first motivation that you had to achieve? Was it education that led to the other ministry works, or what was it that first got your attention to strive to reach a certain goal? What first hit you?
Boy, you asking a tough question.
Just go reflect back in your life.
Well, I'm going to say, education was always important to my family.
Mm-hmm.
My parents always said, you know, education is very important.
Right.
And it didn't matter to them where I went to school, junior college, university. And I always knew I could, you know, do anything I wanted to do. But I'll tell you, I'm a non-traditional student. Because when I graduated from high school, I thought I was the smart butt and knew everything and went straight to the university. Mm-hmm. I went straight to the university because I thought I was the smart butt that knew everything. Like, why do I need the junior college? But that's where I ended up. And I think a few pieces of wisdom is, let's just say you or someone you care about gets sick. And you need to take a leave of absence. You need to make sure that you speak with the people from admissions and records or any other department and let them know, hey, my mom is in the hospital. I need to take a leave of absence for the quarter, for the semester. So that way they can hold you to the requirements for that catalog year. And because I didn't do that, they were going to make me take like 20 more classes at the university for my liberal arts bachelor's degree. I said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. That
mm-hmm.
is not going to happen at all. So then, because at the time, I'm a liberal studies major to be an elementary school teacher. And then, of course, the recession happened. And so I'm like, okay, now what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. And then different people started asking me, Miss Lawrence, I have this issue. What do I do? And I'm like, okay, based upon the information I have, this is what I think you should do in this situation. And initially, mm-hmm. I didn't think twice about it. But then I said, okay, man, everybody and their mama coming to me and asking me for advice. School counseling, relationship counseling. And I said, okay, Lord, you know, everybody asking you, so maybe this is what you need to do right now. So then I said, okay, let me go to school for human services. And so that's what I did. I went and got my human services associate's degree. I got my case management and career specialist certificate. And then my advisor for my then club before it became a nonprofit said, Lauren, if you're trying to be a counselor, you will be able to counsel a whole family if you add the eating disorders and alcohol and drug certificate.
Okay, wow.
Really, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Because she was like, well, right now you only going to be able to counsel half a family. But if you add the two or three classes for those certificates, you are going to be able to better educate and help the other people that need your help.
Okay.
I was like, man, Marie, are you serious? So I was so thankful that I listened to Miss Marie, who was a counselor.
Yes.
And
thank you, Miss Marie.
I decided, let me go ahead and take those two other classes for the alcohol and drugs and eating disorder.
Okay.
Because then that meant I changed my program of study from liberal arts to human services. And I realized I enjoyed human services. I just didn't particularly care for the eating disorders and alcohol and drugs. But, you know, the other arenas, yeah, I could do either one of those all day long. I can go tell you, Mr. Jefferson, these are the classes you need to take at the university to be a social worker. This is what you need to take for your master's program or what have you. You know, I love doing that. I've had a great success rate from people that have asked me, you know, and then I've gotten other degrees because that's where the business comes in. Because during the time my dad was in the hospital, I was attending Chafee College and got different certificates and degrees in business. And then when the pandemic happened, I said, okay, I like this class. I like this class. That's part of the paralegal program. I was like, okay, yeah. You know, because at that point I had already been done like 75% of the paralegal program when the pandemic started. And so I was like, man, so the pandemic in a sense was a blessing because I would have probably been going to school like three nights a week and commuting on a good day, probably about 45 minutes to and from school. And so for me, that was a blessing in disguise because I could have more flexibility in doing work and still being able to travel and do some of the other things I do. So I would say don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up. Let me ask you this, though. You had this sounds like propensity and pull for family counseling. What would you say now is the biggest detriment to healthy families now?
Biggest detriment? Not seeing positive relationships with your parents. So whether they're married or not, because I think especially women, you know, they've been shown in a lot of cases where it was okay, in a sense, for the man to be verbally abusive, physically abusive, but they were willing to do what they needed to do to say that they have a man. And I'm just like, okay, that's not okay. So I think a lot of it has to do with that. Yeah. You know, I didn't see that within my own family at all. I know that there are people who their parent or what have you, you know, was not faithful to the person they were with. And as a result, ended up having brothers and sisters, you know, out of wedlock. That's not something I want to have for myself. Once I say I do, I plan on saying I do to one person and having those children with all the same parents. It's like my mom, I think I nearly fainted when I saw all her brothers and sisters because they're from the same parents. I said, oh, my God, 13 kids?
Yeah.
13?
That's a lot.
I want kids, but I don't want 13 kids.
Wow.
And it was like that part, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, back in our grandparents' days, it was a thing to have blood travel.
Yeah.
But, I would say the negativity of, you know, of the so-called, I guess, relationship between the mother and the father.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Lady Lauren Sanders, that abuse is a terrible thing that goes on. And I believe that, like you said, there will be some people that are in abusive relationships. They'll make excuses, and they will endure this painful type situation. How would you suggest to someone in an abusive relationship, how would you share with them how the Christian faith is able to maybe raise their self-esteem up more than what it is to be able to accept abuse of any kind, physical, mental, sexual, of any kind? How would you share with someone that your Christian faith can elevate you and help you build your self-esteem, self-respect, self-dignity up for you, for them to recognize that they're better than that type of treatment to be received? How does sharing your Christian faith overcome that?
I would say start with surrounding yourself with people that are positive and people that you trust. You know, that's one thing I would say. And then, you know, whether it's a friend, like I said, my friend that was there for me during the time my dad was in the hospital, you know, that probably, I probably would say that probably is the one I probably would go to for just about anything. So I would be telling her, I think I'm having some sort of issue with so-and-so and I need help. You know, and you, I think, should be able to show and tell somebody, hey, I need help. I'm trying to get out of this friendship, relationship, whatever the case may be. Because I think if you keep stuff hidden inside for so long, ultimately you're probably going to have a stroke, you know, basically have some sort of health issue if you continue to keep that stuff oiled up inside. So
I agree.
Surround yourself with positive people, people that you trust. So it doesn't have to be your mama, your daddy, your sister, just somebody that you trust that would know. You know, and I would say have a key word, key phrase to let somebody know, hey, if I'm on the phone talking to you, but you know, okay, wait a minute, Lauren doesn't sound right like her normal self. And if you hear that word or that phrase, okay, that means you need to call 911 for help. And I was just telling one of my friends this the other day. I said, girl, let me tell you, if I called you and said I'm getting married and I plan on incorporating this person that I don't like in my wedding party, that's a problem. So yeah, we had to crack the joke about that, but I was like, I'm so serious. No, that would be her thing to say, okay, I need to call 911 because Lauren just said she is putting so and so in her wedding party, but yet she don't like her. Like, and I think the more positive people that you have around, it's going to help empower you and get you to start coming out of your shell. It's like I actually went to Chafee's first in-person graduation since the pandemic in May. And prior to that, so for 2020-21, I was Chafee's president student trustee. And so at the time, our class speaker that spoke at the 22 graduation, she was incredibly shy. And so I told the same friend, I said, if we run into her before we leave the venue, I want to say something to her. So I saw this young lady after the graduation. I said, Aisha, I am so proud of you. And I mean, because I was like, wow, she gave this speech in front of thousands of people, and she used to be quiet as a mouse. She was like, thank you, Miss Lauren. I was like, and I know she, you know, enjoyed hearing those words from me because it meant a lot to her. And it was just like, oh my God, you know, because I think during the course of the time that we served together, she learned a lot. You know, she saw that I was advocating for the students of the campus, which I think at that time was probably 20,000 students, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's just me. I'm humble. I'm an educator. I'm a motivator. And I let people know, hey, you can do anything you want to do. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm there for you if you ever need me.
Amen. That's a beautiful thing. Hold your thought right there, Lady Lauren Sanders. She is sharing so much inspiration from her own personal life, listeners, because, listen, God will step in. He's just there watching, observing, and appreciating the committed lives that we're willing to stand, live, and share with others that God gives us. Here's Woman of God, Jeanette Everett Morgan, just letting us know. She's just basically confirming what Woman of God, Lauren Sanders, just said. God will. He will take care of you. He will make a way. He will step in right on time.
Hold the path. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience where we are all about glorifying our God. We are all about making it known about his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. Amen. Amen. We are blessed to have woman of God, Lauren Sanders, here with us, and she was just sharing about her many experiences that she has endeavored in education, in family, in life, and in general. Before we let you go, woman of God, I know that you have extensive experience in fundraising, which has got to be a challenge all by itself. I'm sure you're probably ready to write a couple books about trying to raise funds because, you know, that's not an easy task to do. Is there some advice or experience that you want to share with someone that may be endeavoring to be a fundraiser as you are? What would be some of the keys to success?
I would say a lot of outside-the-box thinking.
Okay,
you know, it's something as simple like I live in Southern California, and I pretty much live in what they call the high desert. So most people would say, okay, you should only do fundraisers in the high desert or in the area that Chaffey College is in, Rancho Cucamonga, Ontario, California. But what I do is, as I said, I'm a Hoosier girl. I'm a Colts girl. So I set stuff up in Indiana in different places. So, like, that's one of the things I'm going to definitely do in the month of April for Sisters with Success anniversary is set up a bunch of stuff in April in Indiana and utilize all of my resources. So even though, and let's see, in April... Right now, I don't anticipate going home in April. I know I'm going home during the summer. So if I can schedule some fundraisers next summer when I go home, so be it. But, yeah, you should be doing some out-of-the-box thinking. Fundraisers wherever you have people. So if you got people in Vegas, if you got people in Tampa, Florida, use those resources. Like right now, for my own nonprofit as well as a couple of my nonprofits in Atlanta, I'm going to work on some fundraisers, particularly because it's hot as heck. Ice cream and yogurt places, you know, because like I said, right now, everybody's hot as heck. I just told my mom, I said, Mom, we need to do a celebratory Dairy Queen treat once we get our car. So, she's like, okay, I'm down for that. I'm like, okay, great. But then one of the things I'm also going to be doing is what they call e-waste, electronic waste, which basically is anything that pretty much runs via a battery. As long as you effectively promote that event. So if we said, let's see, we're in July. So let's just say we decide to do one at the end of September. Okay, and it can be more than one organization that does it. So if you and me, we decide to partner up with our organization, and let's just say the e-waste event brings in $10,000, because that's definitely possible, because you got to remember, everybody getting rid of the old stuff, particularly around the holidays. So they getting rid of old to make way for new. That's another thing. But, yeah, I'd just say incorporate all of your valuable resources. That's one thing I would definitely say.
Is it challenging to find people that will associate with you in fundraising? Or is there a certain method that you use when you're trying to select people to be a part of your fundraising team, committee?
Yeah, because, you can't work with just anybody and everybody, period, whether you're doing specifically fundraising or not. You know, you got to make sure you deal with people that have people skills. Because if you ain't got no people skills,
absolutely.
You SOL.
Absolutely. Self-motivated, people skills.
Yes. Yeah, so, because that's one of the things I'm going to go out this week and do is do some or take some donation letters to the grocery stores. Because even just going to the grocery stores, they'll give you a $25 gift card. So even if you're doing like a picnic next Saturday at the park, heck, that's $25 you don't have to spend out your pocket. That's $25
okay.
You can say, you know what, let me go ahead and put that cake, you know, or whatever, $25. You know, a lot of times that could be me and my friend going to Chili's and having our drink, you know, for $25.
Okay, then. Right.
So, yeah, you can have fun while you learn in the process.
Amen. Well, Lady Lauren Sanders, I hate to tell you, I'm shocked that our time has just flown by and gotten away from us, but you shared so much valuable insight. And I feel like we really just scratched the surface of some things that you would love to share with us that we can glean from your knowledge and experience and the many, many things that you're gifted, I'm going to say blessed and talented to do. So I'm going to have to see about bringing you back so that we can continue this conversation because you have a wealth of knowledge that we can certainly apply to our own lives. Is there anything in parting, any final words of wisdom that you would like to share with us? And then after you do, I would like for you to share any contact information so that any of my listeners out there that may be interested in contacting you, collaborating with you, and possibly learning from you, using you as a mentor for them, share your contact information, social media contacts, and if you have any upcoming current events going on in the area where you are out there in California, please share that information with us. How about some words of wisdom before you go?
Okay, words of wisdom. Never give up. It is okay to be the non-traditional student. Like I said, if I told you my story behind, you know, going to the university, then going to the junior college, yeah, that'll be part two. Have a good support system, you know, and sometimes, you know, you may have that mom or parent or whatever that's not okay with you furthering your education. It's okay. It is a-okay. But have at least a couple of people that are there to encourage you and empower you. I would say that those are probably the key things. I'm sure I have more, but those are the key things. You can reach me at sisterswithsuccess0416@gmail.com. Phone number is 909-246-6550. Yes, I am on Facebook and Instagram. Let me see. Instagram is sisterswithsuccess0416. I'm trying to remember. I have a page under my name for Facebook, which is Lauren Sanders. And then I also have one for the business page, Sisters with Success.
Amen. Well, woman of God,
we're working on a few events, so I don't have any events per se, but I know a lot of stuff is going to happen in 23.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, woman of God, Lauren Sanders, whenever you have events coming up, if you contact me, I'll be more than happy to provide you with some promotionals on this Fire Gospel Experience so we get the word out so that people can support you. I applaud the effort and the work that you're doing and the commitment that you have to make positive change for good in people's lives. You're a blessing from God, and I'm happy to call you my friend and my sister. Looking forward to having you come back soon as we can work it out.
Thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
Bless you, woman of God. May God keep you, bless you, cover you, and lead and guide you to brand new territory so that you can honor God with your life and be a blessing to everyone that comes your way. Woman of God.
Amen.
Talking about motivational speaker, academic, career, relationship counselor, and consultant, as well as fundraising director. She just told y'all and gave y'all some high points about it. Woman of God, Lauren Sanders was here as my special guest on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Yes. Amen. I'm trying to tell y'all, that young lady, she has so much intelligence and knowledge about the things that she's doing. Get in touch with her. If you're looking for someone that can come to your event, come to your place of worship, your educational place, your institution of higher learning, you're looking for somebody to be a motivational speaker for academic, career, relationship counseling, or whatever the case may be. You may need someone to help be a fundraiser director. Get in touch with Lauren Sanders. She's right there on Facebook. She shared her information. She's my Facebook friend, and I believe that she'll be a blessing to you. You want to be a special guest on Fire the Gospel Experience? I need you to get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, too. Ron E. Jefferson. Or give me a call. 870-413-0220 is my personal number to call. Leave a message if I don't answer directly and let a brother know, hey, Brother Ron, I heard your Fire the Gospel Experience radio program, and I heard your special guest, Woman of God, Lauren Sanders, and I too have a calling on my life. I too have a purpose. I too have a destiny, and I want to share it with the world as I honor God in my life. You are the person I'm looking for, and I want to hear from you. I'm talking about right now, right now. Make it plain. Or send me an email address to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, and let's get this thing going. You say you ready? Well, guess what? The world is definitely ready for you. Here's man of God, James Mabel Jr. I'm telling y'all, God is good. Lord, you are good. And Brother James Mabel Jr., Lord, we about to get our gospel praise on. Come on, Brother Mabel. Bless you.
Psalm 100 verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. If you believe it, let's go.
Greetings, I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial-free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
Of God, Jehoiada had a talk about faith. You got to have it. Don't you know the word of God says without faith, you cannot please God? So that is just believing in some things that you cannot see. Dr. Tony Evans put it like this. He said, if you can only believe what you can see, then you will only see things not beyond what you believe. You won't be able to see the invisible things God can do. you won't even be able to have a notion. Amen. This is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience, where you anointed people of God that share this gift of exhortation that bless us so much so with your words of admonition and encourage us with your enriching words that touch our very souls with word of inspiration. My special guest is here. And sometimes, you know, we get so busy that we have to try to accommodate you gifted people of God as best we can. So I encourage you all to send me your recorded 3 to 5 minute inspired word of God and put that bad boy recorded on your cell phone and email that to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Like Woman of God, radio media personality in Austin, Texas, KAVI 88.7 FM in Austin, Texas. Lady Joy, Woman of God, she wants you to do one thing, and that is don't worry.
Good morning and welcome back into the Bootleg Bible Devotional right here on Insanely Gifted Radio. Again, I thank each of you for being intentional in your radio choice and for joining me for worship today. My name is Kimberly Holiday, and as I minister to you, I'm really ministering to myself. Today's topic is what shall we fear? I don't know about you, but I've been experiencing quite a bit of anxiety, some days some depression, and many times a lot of fear, you know, but we can stand on the word of God. Romans 15:4 reminds us why. It says that whatever was written beforehand is meant to instruct us on how to live. That means that the scriptures impart to us encouragement and inspiration so that we can live in hope and endure all things. Not some things, but all things. That means depression, anxiety, and fear can be conquered. Amen. Hallelujah. Also in Matthew 11:28, we are reminded that all those who are heavy laden and weary can come to Christ for rest, because this is what he wants for us. I also want to read John 14:27. This is actually written in red in your Bible. Jesus said this. Amen. It is my prayer today that as I read, that the words will be understandable from the youngest to the oldest, and that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would definitely always be acceptable unto you, my God, my strength, and my Redeemer. Reading from the Passion Translation, John 14:27, it reads, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. I read to you John 14:27. Don't take my word for it. Go get in the word of God for yourself. Stay tuned right here. More gospel and inspirational favorites coming up. I'm Kimberly Holiday, and you're listening to the Bootleg Bible Devotional. Good morning, saints.
Thank you, Woman of God, Kimberly Holiday, Lady Joy. Catch her broadcast. She's on Facebook. Go to Kimberly Holiday and get her broadcast schedule early in the morning if you want to start your day off with some good gospel joy, inspiration, and some of the very best, anointed, coolest gospel music. I am one of her biggest fans, and I love when Lady Joy comes through here and shares whatever it is God has to share. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience as we turn up the heat with the mighty man of faith. We about to go millennial old school on you right here on this Fire Gospel Experience as we invite Holy Spirit God to just come on in the room. Come on into our house. Come on in to our hearts. Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit dwells within, guiding us, healing us and straightening the curves in the path we walk.
Holy Spirit, come into this place. Comfort me in all this madness, yes. Holy Spirit, come into this place and have your way with my heart, my soul, and my
Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome into this place. We want you to rest, rule, and reside over our mind, over our hearts, over our bodies, over our lives. Mighty men of faith coming in strong, just like we love to hear on this fire gospel experience. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, and we're going to start around, let's say, verse 8. Oh, yes, that is a good word for you today. We want to encourage you. The word of God says from the NIV, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's a word right there, right there. That is very encouraging. I just want to share this with you all. We're going to talk about win-win. And I'm going to say what an absolutely awesome declaration and even a fantastic Christian promotion to all who would come to be abundantly blessed by hearing this scripture in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Some would even dare to say, though, wow, sounds almost too good to be true. Right next to those naysayers that's throwing their hands at us, like Mr. Scrooge at Christmas time growling, bah, humbug. And what makes someone's skepticism seem true, I must admit, is when our God does not become to those bewildered souls like the genie in the lamp. You remember the story of Aladdin. when they have rubbed their hands together over and over in prayer, making wishes one after another with no response and with no result. This is why Christian education is so vitally important in our church body congregation. Many have preconceived notions and expectations about God that were conceived in, I'm just going to say, self-centered fantasies. Here, however, is the relevant truth to God blessing us all in his abundance. Verse 6 says, because we got to go back to 2 Corinthians 9. Verse 6 says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Sounds simple, doesn't it? So first and foremost, our abundance begins with how mutually we are abundant to God. To give of our storehouse to bring and to share with the church, ministries, and offerings. This is the direct equation that our kind and giving God observes when he prepares to pour out blessings of his abundance. So abundance meaning which every way, venture, project, and good thing that we put our hands to, with the objective, of course, to directly give God honor and praise him for being our chiefest motivating factor. So for those pessimists who choose to be tight-fisted in giving God through his church, God will use the same measure that you use to give in return to them. But for those who are generous to God, by knowing God in such an intimate and personal way, knowing that it is because of him that we have all that we have anyway, God bestows goodness to us with unbelievable increase. And then verse 7, 2 Corinthians 9, says each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So let us be predetermined to be generous from within our hearts. We understand that giving can be challenging when there seems to be so little funds to get by on. I know. I've been there and done that, and had already concluded to give what was required and from my heart, regardless of the minimum amount on my paycheck. And now, even during times of great financial uncertainty, with global COVID-19 pandemic viruses plaguing the world, social and racism, tensions and unrest, I have personally been in a continuous season of blessing of a brand new home, y'all, a new job promotion, and government subsidies that were covered and blessed me through those very turbulent times when COVID-19 first hit. I was covered because I followed the equation of God's measurement for giving. I would not withhold the portion that God required. And then guess what? When I was able, I tried to put a little bit more in there just to show God I'm not here just to do the bare minimum. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8b portion says, and God is able to bless you abundantly. Yes. And I'm not just spewing out religious sounding words to tickle your sanctified fancy. No, I am a living witness that dared to trust and take God at his own divine word by applying what I read, study, and meditate on to be actualized in my daily living. And then finally, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, the C portion says, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. No matter whatever the season and circumstances, brothers and sisters, God is there standing by with goodness in his loving hands to give to those of us that live and strive to live obedient lives to God's glory. God uses us in our blessed state as demonstrations to the world that when we follow the ways and will of Almighty God, it's always a win-win. Living lives in unison, cooperation, and submission to God means that we cannot lose. We will all win-win. Amen. goes right there. We too identify the gospel experience. Sharon from 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, where Apostle Paul is talking about if you want to be blessed, be a blessing. And it starts with God first. Yes, he's up there watching all of the activities of the children of light and the children of darkness, because we all came out of darkness. And thank God for the transformation that we have in the wonderful work of being children of the light. I would not have it to be no other way. I would not want to be no other place but living in and under the will of God. This is the hour of power right here on this fire gospel experience. Woman of God, Lisa Powell, bringing new music and power, because he letting you know, I ain't worried about nothing. Y'all can't scare me. Y'all can do what y'all want to do, but I am going to make God my choice. I am going to live for God, and that means I'm not going to be afraid. That means I'm not going to be scared. That means, guess what, y'all? I am not going to live in fear. You can believe that, and I believe it. Come on, woman of God. Talk about it. Sing about it.
Hello, everyone. This is gospel recording artist Minister James Willis. And if you're praying about who to bring to your next concert, your revival, or your next conference, I'm available. I decrease so God can increase. And together we can usher in the Spirit of the Living God with a great celebration of worship and praise. Now, you can contact me on my cell phone, area code 405-420-1670. Or you can email me at jdubmusic53@gmail.com. That's jdubmusic53@gmail.com. I would love for you to follow me on my Instagram page, on my Facebook page. And all of my music can be downloaded on all the digital music outlets such as iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Spotify. Now you're listening to The Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. Let us do all we can to bring God glory. Now stay tuned into The Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. You can be a blessing to your family, your friends, and even your coworkers by telling them about The Fire on this station. Now, this is Minister James Willis reminding you it's all about kingdom building. God bless you.
Mama, no, 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 no. In case you're wondering, my answer's still no. In case you have a doubt in your mind, my answer is still no. In case you're a fool, it's still no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. A two-letter word, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Change will is no, say no.
Marguerite Williams, owner of Ephesus Christian Bookstore and Heritage Fashions Boutique, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother Ron E. Jefferson. This Fire Radio ministry will bless your souls with uplifting biblical inspiration and anointed gospel music. I'm inviting everyone in the Pine Bluff, Altamaha, Dumas, Little Rock, and Southeast Arkansas area to come to Ephesus Christian Bookstore. There you can find all your Bible and religious books and materials for your church, groups, and personal spiritual understanding and growth. We also carry the finest in choir robes, minister robes, women's clothing apparel, jewelry, and other fashionable accessories. We are located at 901 West 6th Avenue, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and we can be reached at 870-535-5665. And yes, we do have fire. The Gospel Experiences host, Ron E. Jefferson's new book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. So keep it tuned in and bless your family, your friends, and co-workers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Have a great day.
Amen, amen. That is my dear sister in Christ. Church member over there at New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, Dr. Margaret E. Williams, Ephesus Christian Bible Bookstore and Boutique. I'm telling you, if you want to have some stylish articles put to your wardrobe, ladies, I'm trying to tell you, she got you covered right there. Jewelry, hats, scarves, I'm trying to tell you. Necklaces, you name it, she's got it. And I do understand that they do order through mail delivery. So if you're not in the Arkansas Pine Bluff area, you could go online to Ephesus Christian Bookstore, see all of the beautiful available merchandise as well as the literary books, Bibles, everything that you need to enhance your spiritual inside and your spiritual outside right there at Ephesus Christian Bible Bookstore and African Boutiques. I promise you, you're going to love it. Right there on Facebook, Marguerite Adams. Check them out. One of my favorite places to go. Well, thank my special guest. Oh, my God. Woman of God. I'm talking about director of fundraising, motivational speaker, academic career relationship counselor. I'm talking about consultant, woman of God, Lauren Sanders. She came in big, didn't she? She came in strong doing her thing, telling us about so many wonderful events that she's gone through in life. But yet still, she persevered, and she is blessed to do so many wonderful things. That is just an encouragement, motivation to each and every one of us. Thanking woman of God, Kimberly Holiday, for that recorded message that she sent in on Don't Worry. Keep sending those inspirational messages, woman of God, and you too, if you are author, orator, if you are anointed to speak God's word of encouragement, wisdom, and exhortation, I need you to be a part of Word of Inspiration. Just hit me up on Facebook, Ronnie Jefferson, or send me an email to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Give me a call at 870-413-0220. Before I let y'all go, y'all know I got to give y'all one final word. God wants us all to meet our created destiny, calling, and purpose. That right there is mind, body, and soul. Everything that we are. Destiny, calling, and purpose. Give it to God, because you, my dear friend, are the greatest offering that God is looking to receive. Your very heart, your very mind, your very soul, so that he can enjoy your presence and company, and you can be amazed by his godliness throughout all eternity. I want to leave y'all with some good traditional down home, just that gospel music that I grew up on, sound. You're going to get a tremendous blend of gospel genre music here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Whatever you like, I'm probably going to get it and play it for you just to saturate your soul with joy and goodness and peace and harmony so that you can take your light and let it shine wherever you go. I leave you with the gospel group Unlimited, because everybody's going to need some help. And if you don't call on God to help you make it through, you're wasting your time. I don't even know who else you can call. So until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus. I pray that Father God, our Lord Jesus Savior, Holy Spirit God, our comforter, will surround you with his love and nurture you with his kindness and cover you with his grace so that you can be everything that he created you to be way back before the very foundation of the world. God be blessed until next time. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. I love you. Love me back. And ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Bless you, bless you, bless you. In the beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah.
Lord, you are my Father, and I'm your child. Lord, I know you see me down here working day in and out. Lord, sometimes my burden gets so heavy, and my friends get you. But I don't have nobody else I can call on.
By Dr. Marguerite Williams for Ephesus Christian Bible Bookstore. You heard from Woman of God, Charmaine, singing about Bended Knee. Thank you all so much, Woman of God, Charmaine, for blessing us with that awesome praise song on Bended Knee. Because, yes, we do got to go down and get into our prayer closet sometime and bend our knees and ask God to help us make it through. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus. I love you, love you, love you, and can't wait to get back to you one more again. So until then, y'all be blessed in Jesus' precious, beautiful name. Amen.
Share You can try to get it. Come on.